today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So, it is the last day of April. I have no idea where April went to, but it is the end of April. And I would like to tell you about something new that I did in Ireland. Well, it's technically called falconry, but I am titling my podcast Flying Hawks in Ireland because it seems like a lot of people have no idea what the falconry is, which is okay, because in all honesty, before I went, I had no idea what falconry was, whatever. So I am here to tell you a little bit about it. So before we went to Ireland for a vacation, my husband said to me, we're going to go falconry because it's something I really, really wanted to do. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm up for it, whatever. You love your adventures. I'm willing to go with you and try this out. Honestly, had no idea what I was getting myself into, and in all honesty, I don't think he knew what he was getting himself into, because, we've seen it, falconry, we've seen the videos on YouTube, how people go about falconry and all this stuff, but my husband literally thought that we would be standing in the middle of a field with the professional as he or she would help us fly these birds off of our arms. Well, that's not what you do, okay? So first of all, this falconry school is located way, way far back in the wooded area of Ashford Castle. So to walk from the castle to where this falconry school is probably took us 10 to 15 minutes. Not a big deal. It was raining a little bit, but it was a good walk. And we got there a little bit early, but that was okay. So we got there, and we spoke to the guide. Nice guy. I would really like to tell you that his name is Eric, but in all honesty, I don't remember. I do know for almost the entire time that we were there, for some reason, he thought my husband's name was Gary, which it's not. It's Andrew. But that's just a side note. Anyway, he took us to all the different birds that they have. We got to see, I believe, some owls. Obviously, hawks, since that's what we flew, and a couple of different birds. He explained them to us, the differences and the uniqueness and all the stuff about the birds. These birds are big. I mean, they're big. And then he took us back to the place, got us these really long, thick, I think, leather gloves that we needed to put on our arms, which is totally fine. And that's what you do. So we got the gloves. We went to the building where they have to prepare you, which is great. We got there. And so one of the people that works with him decided to help him. And they brought out the first hawk and proceeded to put it on my arm with my glove on my left arm. Let me tell you something. These hawks, they look huge when they're in their cages or whatever they're called, wherever they live, their habitat. When these hawks get put on your arm, oh my goodness, that is scary. I mean, they're huge. They're seriously, seriously huge. When he put that hawk on my arm, I was terrified for a little while. I mean, I was like literally eye to beady eye with that hawk. And it was scary. I'm like, literally, I'm looking at that thing and I'm thinking to myself, you better not bite my nose or any other part of my face or peck me or anything like that. I actually also said it so everybody laughed, which I mean was totally fine. And then they got my husband ready with his hawk and we literally thought we were going to go to a field. We did not go to a field. Okay. They literally take you on a walking trail into the forest with these hawks on you, and then they tell you what to do. They explain everything to you. So basically, you have to keep your arm down to the side, a little bit towards the back. When you are ready for the falcon to fly towards your arm, you have to lift up your arm at an angle, and the hawk will literally swoop down and land on your arm. I gotta be honest with you, I was so scared at first. I thought they were gonna land in my hair, and it scared me. But we did really, really well, my husband and I. We walked along the trail, the hawks went, and by the way, they have these little trackers on them and these little bells so you could hear them. And once or twice we lost them and it had to backtrack a little. But the guide was really, really good about this, explaining and helping us with everything. He took a bunch of pictures with my husband's phone. We got some really cool videos. One of them I actually posted on my YouTube channel, which I called falconry or something like that. And apparently, since people don't really know what that means, it didn't get too many views. But hey, after this podcast, maybe you could watch it. So anyway, at one point, my husband and I both had our arms up and out, and both hawks just came and flying towards us. One landed on me and then bounced to my husband, and then the other one landed on me and stayed with me. Yeah, that creeped me out a little bit, but that's okay. That's actually the one that I believe is on my YouTube channel. We do have a couple of the videos. I just haven't had the chance to put them up. I will tell you that by the middle of this lessons with flying hawks, with falconry, I was having so much fun. I mean, my husband and I, like, we were laughing, we were talking. The guy who was doing the guiding was absolutely great. It was so much fun. So, like, if you've never tried falconry, I would highly, highly recommend it. Yes, you do have to pay for it. And you know what? I think it's worth it. How much do you have to pay? I don't remember. I want to tell you that it's $100 per person, but I don't know. So please do not quote me on that. But I will tell you that it was worth every, I think it was pounds that we paid, euros, I don't remember which one, but it was wonderful, walking up and down the trails, searching for the hawks, having them fly on our arms, and then, yeah, they gave us some dead mice to lure the hawks, but, I mean, that's what they eat, but it was just absolutely great. So, I would highly suggest, if you are visiting Ireland for a vacation or maybe even a business trip and you've got time, I would highly recommend going to Ashford Castle and doing these lessons, falconry lessons. So much fun. And also, if you live in Ireland and you have never been, I would seriously suggest that you go. I don't care where you live in Ireland or Northern Ireland, this is worth going to. So much fun. If you think you're going to be terrified, you know, you might be. I was at first, but you do get used to it. You do have a lot of fun. I really think it just was such a blast. I think anybody who does it would have a good time. If you don't, I suppose you could blame it on me, but honestly, oh my God, it just was so much fun. I cannot tell you how much fun this was, and I'm really glad that I got to do this with my husband. Like, it's one of those things where it's your first time doing something, and you've got the favorite person that you want to do it with. My husband, for me, is that person. I am so, so glad I got to try falconry with my husband. We had a total blast. Yeah, I can't say enough good about it. It was so much fun. We got there a little bit early, but that's okay. So they taught us about the hawks. They taught us about the other birds. They showed us the different birds. They showed us how to put our arms up and down, and they took us around. It was just so much fun. So yeah, like I said, the reason why I titled this podcast Flying Hawks in Ireland, because I feel like people will like that title much better than falconry. So there you have it. I thought it was fun. I had such a great time, and I really think you will too. And I just want to thank you so very much for taking the time and listening to my podcast about falconry and flying hawks in Ireland. I do appreciate it. I appreciate it every time someone listens to my podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And with all that said, I would love to tell you about all my other stuff as fast as possible. So If you like this podcast and any other podcast of mine, I would love it if you would follow me over at Kathleen's Corner. It just would mean a lot to me. If you've liked what you heard and you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can at SRKBear. If you would like to check out all of my YouTube videos or shorts and or shorts, you can go to Kat and Smith. That's KatandSmith. And my short video on the falconry is there for you to check out. And I would love you to check that out. My blogs, KathleenSmith.org. I have so many blogs for you to read. Most of them, I believe, are travel blogs. Some are very personal blogs. My last blog is about Belfast. I hope you would read that. That blog kind of meant a lot to me. And the one before that, I believe, is about my dad. What else is there? Bears with Apps. Yes, we have apps for you and your entire family. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can. That it would be at Bears with Apps. If you would like to check out our apps, that would be absolutely wonderful. We've got writing pad apps. We have a couple of cash register apps that kids absolutely love. We've got math apps. We have spelling apps. We have Sir Dress-A-Lot, where you basically, you know, you help the knight to get dressed. You change his armor and all that stuff in the background. And that's another thing that toddlers absolutely love, or just kids in general. And we got some games too. So there's literally something for the entire family. We do have more apps coming. It just takes time. So all of our apps are in the Apple App Store. They are all one-time purchase with a money-back guarantee. And I hope you like them. If you go to bearswithapps.com, you will find them all. You can also find my books. My books. You can find them over at Kathleen's Corner. They have their own page. I've got a book on miscarriages. I have my book about Brooklyn and upstate New York. And another book that I kind of just put things together. So there you have it. I hope that you will give my books a try. They're all on audio. They're also on paperback and Kindle. So, you know, you really got nothing to lose. You give it a try. You don't like it, don't like it. But if you've had a miscarriage or know someone who has, I do hope that book can help you. And if you want to know what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and then moving to upstate, the Brooklyn Upstate book is for you. Yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Flying Hawks in Ireland, on Kathleen's Corner. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I'll be back when I'm back. When is that? I don't know, but I will be back. Thank you again so much for listening to Kathleen's Corner.